The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome once again to another exciting moment on air. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo, and I hope sincerely you've enjoyed your weekend as you prepare for the challenges of the new week. And one of the best ways to prepare for a new week is to be informed and empowered, particularly on how to invest right without error, which is what we are noted for. I will go on a short break. When I return, it will be a session of investment analysis between Aruna Kibera and myself. Aruna is already in the house. I will be right back.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. Now, Aruna Kibera is still here. Now, Aruna, let's look at the market for last week. The Ultra Index of the Nigerian Exchange Group grew by 1.11%. Market capitalization grew by 1.11%. But deals, which actually is an analysis of the number of times that equities were traded, the total number of times equity were traded within the week was down 0.44%. Volume was down 2.23%. But value, which was the total amount invested in all the equities that were traded on the floor of the Nigerian Exchange Group for the week, increased geometrically 34.39%. What is happening?
Because most of the deals were from ICAP stocks.
All right. With the kind of performance that was recorded last week, would you say that the market is actually fully back, or the market is trying to become stable?
Yeah, the market is trying to come back. We know this is June. In a little while, we'll be expecting the end of results and the end of the second quarter results. And like we said, most of them are likely, and we know those that will pay interim. But it will actually be a period where, you know, like half of the journey should actually be able to determine and forecast fairly where the journey is going to. So by the time we begin to see quarter two results, the market will actually be well defined.
Let me ask you one technical question, Aruna. Is it possible, looking at the indicators, the Ultra Index, the market capitalization, the deals, volume and value, is it possible that one could actually look at these indicators and determine whether the market is doing well or not? Precisely, how do you think one could deploy monitoring these indicators as a guide investing in stocks?
Yes, for all share index, yes, it shows the direction of the market, even if the direction is largely determined by 5 stocks, because it's the same 5 stocks that actually determine if it has to go down or if it has to go up. And when we are talking about deals, on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange, if you buy 2 units for me, the machine records this as a deal.
Yeah.
So I think what we should actually be looking at more is the value, like what actually come to be at the end of the day, because that is what actually look at. What was the value of the shares that were traded at the end of the day, and what did the Ultra Index actually return? Because it actually determined. Okay, now if you said that is the 5 stocks that determine the direction of the market, and you 5 stocks in, does it tell you that the market is on its way up? And these 5 stocks we are talking about, they are all ICAP. Are you not to get 100,000 units for this ICAP stock? It's not a commonplace. So it show that there is this buy interest in the market. So I believe that Ultra Index and the value, big indicator whether the market is working or whether the market is still going on.
The truth of the matter is that, as we are speaking now, what readily came to my mind is that if people could put money together and then invest in those high cap stocks, it means that there are some liquid, either corporate or individual, maybe institution, but they are liquid enough. And then they are undertaking a measure of risk in the Nigerian market. And so seeing that such individuals or corporations or institutions are taking risk in the market, it tells me that me, a small investor, my risk is little.
Of course.
All right, let's go through the other sectors as different segments of the Nigerian exchange group. I mean, the banking, for a banking subsector of the NGX was up 0.89% last week. Oil and gas, 1.37% last week. Then consumer goods, 1.06% last week. Insurance, 4.12%. And industrial goods, 2.36%. Let's come to insurance. Was there like sell-off kind of or profit taking? Why do you think that the subsector was down for last week while other subsectors actually grew?
You know, there is this fear, you know, after their financial reengineering, there is this fear that there may be share reconstruction. Mm-hmm. And we understand that we have seen that in this market, there is no stock that have been involved in share reconstruction that survived it. Because that arbitrary fixing of price, reducing your share from 2 to 1 and doubling the price without doubling your earnings might not actually be sustained. So I think there is, maybe there is people are divested from that sector to avoid being caught in that trap.
All right. We look at those equities that really moved well in performance, in particularly in price for last week. I can see, let's take the losers first. Computer Warehouse Group, FTN Coco. I can see NEM Insurance, Julie Pharmacy, and Stanbic. But looking at it technically, the Computer Warehouse Group is not a stock that you and I...
No, I think somebody is actually divesting. Like I said, you know, last week it also happened, they lost 2 consecutive days. I think that is exactly what happened, and somebody is just trying to get out of it and selling at the lowest price for the day.
NEM Insurance has not said it's going to reconstruct its shares. The earnings, the last reported result was positive, and yet it lost 13.46%. What is the living look doing among the dead?
No, NEM Insurance was marked down for a dividend of 9 kobo.
Right.
I think that was why. And you know, the moment the sweetener is removed, the number of people that had we want to move. No, that day of markdown, a number of people might like to move to other stock because they know that they are qualified for the 9 kobo.
Right.
That was what happened.
But Stanbic IBTC.
Stanbic IBTC was also marked down for their bonus of 146.
Right.
And you can see that it gained back immediately.
So, in other words, Stanbic IBTC is a stable stock. I know you are going to say yes.
No, it has been stable. You know why? I think it has actually been stable. It's a portfolio balancer because the volatility is not that much. It doesn't fall so much and it doesn't rise so much. It only rises in tandem with the earnings, maybe with dividends.
For those equities on the gainers chart, QT's led. I know the reason before you talk. All right.
No, I think QT's actually did well from 80 kobo to 35 kobo. And even the 80 kobo that they made the previous year, they paid 20.5 kobo, which was almost 70%. The market is looking at it that if they are going to pay 70%, that must be the neighborhood of 25 kobo for a stock of 278 kobo. That is close to 10%.
So is the price of QT's moving now against future expectation of the reality for now?
It's because, you know, they have released the result, but they've not talked about the dividend. So people are taking position to benefit from the dividend.
In case they come to the market and then everyone becomes disappointed. Maybe we are expecting certain amount as dividend and the company decides otherwise.
Even if they paid the 12.5 kobo that they paid last year, I think the people that are still inside, that have been inside, will still benefit. It's only that they could be disappointed, but at least.
Arnold, let me ask you this question. What should actually inform investment? Is it dividend payout? Is it earnings or what?
I think it's total. Why do I say so? Earnings, it will determine what dividend to pay. And it now depends on the dividend payout policy of the organization. Mm. But and if your payout policy is 25%, you make 1 naira. You make 25 kobo. If you make 2 naira, that means you are going to pay the 2 times 2 of it.
I don't know. Okumu just woke up last week and emerged as one of the highest percentage gainers?
You know, I think people are beginning to look in the direction of Okomu. If you sit down to look at and analyze what Okomu has done for the previous year, Okomu from quarter three, from the first quarter to quarter four, Okomu grew 283%. And their quarter one result, 5.53 kobo, as against the 8.16 kobo they did in the 2019. So the market is looking at it that if they can grow at that level, chances are that they will return the 8 naira or 9 naira for their quarter two. And if that is true, and Okomu paid out almost 85% of their earnings for 2019. So if that is true, if they are able to do like 50 naira, that means they are in the neighborhood of 10 naira, and that stock will not see it.
Where I don't know, this Morrison industry again appeared last
when I check, Morrison is not actually because there is the demand. What make it to come is just by 103,000 units, and for one deal. What even moved it from where it was to 130 kobo was just 100,000 units. So it's neither here nor there.
Then corn oil, the result they released last was not that bad.
But they paid a dividend of 150 kobo. They declared a dividend of 150.
So that is the attraction.
I think that's what the market.
But you see, if somebody goes to buy into this kind of equity, it will go to sleep for a long, 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 long time, and probably, don't you think that it is the usual water that I used to talk about that might be troubling this water?
If you know how to play this, that is what we say. It's like a surfer. We have always used that somebody that is surfing, and you carry your board, and you wait for the wave. Once the wave is coming, you ride on the wave. The moment the wave wants to go out, you come down and hold your board and wait for another wave. So people that taken it, they would have even bought it at less than 18 and 70 kobo, and it is trading 20.50. So with the dividend of 150 and the capital appreciation, I don't think they are doing badly.
Okay, we look at PZ on the technical analysis tools or charts. It's actually showing overpriced, but it still managed to gain 9.09% last week. Generally, it's like life is coming back to PZ. Why do you think PZ is worth the growth we see in it?
Just 9.09% for a week, I don't think that is fantastic.
Wait. We know that it is possible that an equity could gain over 40%, as in compounded percentage gain in a week. But you see, in an economy where in a whole year, in some investments or in some deposits, you don't get more than 5-10%. Now, if a stock could generate 9% without you carrying anything in the course of just 1 week, Aruna, you say that is minor?
One of the things I'm even looking at is that, they closed 6 naira. What is the guarantee that when you want to exit the stock on Tuesday, you will be able to exit as that 6 naira?
In other words, there are not enough information that could boost one's interest in PZ.
It could just be a market gyration.
All right, I've got to leave. Until I will be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely. Wealth creation is accumulation and preservation. Abayomi for Babulijo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.